You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily markets update for this Thursday, the 1st of August. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. The ASX touched a second consecutive record today, the index exceeding 8,100 points for the first time. It did fall back in later trade, however, to end the day a modest 0.3% higher. The run inspired by commentary by US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who signaled rate cuts were on the way for the world's largest economy, potentially as soon as September. That meant the banks went on a bit of a downward spiral while rate-sensitive stocks gained. For more on what drove the market and what to expect here, I spoke with Gemma Dale. She's a market analyst at NAB.
We had really strong leads from Wall Street overnight. I think the really big excitement in the US in particular had more than 2.5% return on the NASDAQ in a single evening. It was not insignificant, but that's all coming from the Fed. No one was surprised by the hold, but they were very, very pleased to see Jerome Powell loosely imply that there may be a September cut on the table. Everyone has been waiting for that news. It was very much anticipated, and that put a rocket under tech stocks in particular. So you could see on the market in Australia today, it was very much the interest rate sensitive stuff that had that little bit more of a run up. We saw real estate investment trusts, we saw IT just jump out in front a little bit further than some of the other sectors. And then those sectors that don't perhaps perform so well when rates are falling, the banks not looking as pretty, but still not terrible.
On the local front, of course, we had those inflation numbers yesterday. What's NAB pricing in now?
So NAB upgraded its forecast for rates a little while back. We were originally anticipating a cut in November, so we could see a deterioration in the economy, but not a complete collapse. It's obviously a lot of sectors in the economy under pressure, but more importantly, that stickiness in inflation that we did see yesterday, even though the number was very much in line with expectations in most sectors, the things that are sticky are rents, insurance, those very critical expenditures that hurt households a great deal. So to that extent, there's real pressure on the RBA to consider keeping on hold for that little bit longer to put pressure on bringing those things down. At this point in time, we are not expecting the first cut until May next year, and we haven't changed that forecast at this point in time. I think there's still hope for a soft landing. It's not like we're expecting a cataclysmic crash in the Australian economy, but we just need to see inflation fall that little bit further. It's pretty sticky in some areas.
Gemma, turning our attention to reporting season for a moment. Obviously, things kicked off here yesterday with Rio Tinto. Over in the US, we've had Facebook owner Meta also reporting, and Microsoft yesterday as well. There's been a lot of discussion around AI here. Is that a theme that you expect to continue through the Australian reporting season?
This is super interesting, right? It's much harder for Australian companies to kind of flag AI as the future, given our focus on sort of more traditional industries. It has been very interesting to see what they're calling the Great Rotation in the US. It's only a weekly trend. We're not even into the months yet, but a little bit of a shift away from the top end, those sort of four or five stocks that have been dragging the market dramatically higher over the last 6 to 9 months on any mention at all of AI. And Microsoft came out and sort of said the magic words that they will be continuing to plow significant capital expenditure into AI, and that they're also starting to see some significant cost savings. So I think if we start to see cost savings starting to be flagged in company reports, that will be when the market gets very enthused about what the potential looks like.
Gemma, what do you have your eye on in terms of corporate news today?
So we're just a little ahead of the big reports for reporting season. We've got a few big ones next week. We've got Transurban, REA Group, we've got QBE. So there's a few big ones next week. We've got Pinnacle Group tomorrow, but it's really in a fortnight when things kick off. But what we do tend to see around this period is a little bit of bad news getting out of the way. Confessions, those should have happened continuously, as we know. Continuous disclosure is a regulatory requirement, but every now and then you want to get your bad news out of the way as we move along. And so for some investors, they're watching what's happening there. CBA had an announcement of some provisions of about sort of $390 million, flagging a couple of things here and there that might impact their results, just to get that news out of the way at this point in time.
Finally, Gemma, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
I can say for our investors, this story of the Great Rotation is starting to really get a lot of attention. When you have seen four or five stocks drag the entire US market higher and the rest of the market lags so significantly, but particularly small caps. So small to mid caps in the US, the Russell 2000 have dramatically lagged the Magnificent Seven and the S&P 500 more broadly. There is more and more interest in that smaller sector of the market going, right, they have managed to survive any companies in that area 2 years of higher rates now. We're starting to see those companies with balance sheet strength and reasonable earnings come through. And maybe that's where I want to put my cash for the next little while. There should be some catch up. So this rotation has been really interesting to talk about. Obviously, last night's AI news got everyone excited about AI again, but I think we will continue to see more interest in the smaller and sort of middle end of the market where we just haven't seen the kind of exciting performance we've seen at the top end.
That was Gemma Dale, markets analyst at NAB.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.